calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright. This is CITR 101.9 FM. The news team has passed the baton on to myself. My name's Matt, and this is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Every week you hear music from Australia and Canada, and I hope you enjoy this show. We're back with another interview this week. We had a couple of weeks off. Last week we had Alea Ray in the studio, fantastic folk artist, and she just had her single release last night. You can catch all the old interviews at ozstrandedradio.com. We have what's there from the last couple of years. This week, we have calling through on the phone, Mark Kleiner, a fascinating gentleman. He is a musician, well known to a lot of Vancouver listeners from his work in the 90s with a number of bands, including Sister Lovers and Jungle. And then he put out an album in, I think it was around 2002, and it was for his project called the Mark Kleiner Power Trio, which came out on Mint Records. And this band featured himself on the vocals, guitar, and songwriting, Kurt Dahl on drums, and Pete Mills on bass. And so that the story goes that actually in 1999, after a successful career in the independent music world here in Vancouver, Mark decided to quit everything and move back up to Saskatchewan to join, I suppose you'd say, the family business of becoming a Lutheran minister. And he embarked on many years of study to do a master's in theology. But at some point, he came back and recorded this record, the Mark Kleiner Power Trio record called Love Tonight, and it was very well regarded. And anyway, you know, after that, Mark returned to Saskatchewan, and he's been a minister ever since. And just now, he's returned to Vancouver for a homecoming show, which might be a one-off, we'll see. But in any event, it's on tonight at the Fox Theatre on Main Street. And it's a fundraiser for Somali refugees. And that's kicking off at 7:30 tonight. So I wanted to get into the interview fairly early in the piece, to give you an idea about what Mark is all about. But actually, you know, music always speaks best. So let's get into some of his music, going back to his, I guess, I'm not sure if it was his first band, but one of his first major bands called Sister Lovers. And I discovered an old 7-inch single here in the station called Paula Stop Pretending. It came out in 1993. And I'm going to play for you the two songs on side A. Then I'm going to play for you a track from an album he put out under the name of Jungle. And then we'll get into Mark Kleiner Power Trio and the interview for you. So this is Stranded, and this is Sister Lovers, going right back to 1993, the 7-inch single Paula Stop Pretending, featuring the early songwriting efforts of a very fascinating gentleman named Mark Kleiner. Here we go.
I'm carousel. Ain't no mobile soul cafe in no urban murder hell. There's a gay rush down the street with wounded cages lined the locks. And the girls are out in force around it beneath the hapless clock. Pleasant, yeah. So what's in a name? Well, I must live on a hill. High above the cosmopolitan trash. And closer to the gods. Fall the purple carpet up the stairs to my sweet home. Throw a blanket on your fears, it makes it right to feel alone. Out the window there's a scat which drinks my blood from a paper cup. In a place in time and history I'd rather not give up. Pleasant, yeah, it's a crying shame. Why I must be bloody ill. To live my life so shamelessly, devoid of any.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here,
World of Warfare, and
God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh.
Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh.
Isn't there anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Okay, we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Sister Lovers, an early project for Mark Kleiner. I played for you a very old 7-inch single that I found here, Sister Lovers, with the single Paula Stop Pretending. So I played both of the A-sides there, Paula Stop Pretending, and then the second track was called Pleasant. So I'm playing this because Mark Kleiner is playing tonight. This is a huge homecoming show. He hasn't played here. Well, he played at the Mint Records anniversary a couple of years back, but basically he's been off the independent music scene for many, many years because he's been working as a Lutheran minister in a small town in Saskatchewan. There's a fascinating story behind all that, and we spoke with Mark this afternoon, and that interview is coming up very soon, but you can get down to the Fox Theatre tonight on Main Street to catch this big show, the Mark Kleiner Power Trio, and it'll be raising money for Somali refugees. Now, Mark has done a lot of music over the years, and another project that he was involved in for quite some time was called Jungle, a bit more of a party rock band. So I want to play for you a track from the Jungle record, Long Time No See, and then a track from the Mark Kleiner Power Trio record, Love Tonight, which came out in 2002. So we're pushing forward in time here after Sister Lovers. And then we'll get into the interview with Mark after these two tracks. So here we go. This is Mark Kleiner with his project Jungle. And we'll play the title track from the record, Long Time No See. You're on CITR Radio.
Don't get the break. crystal ball. It's bad card, bad light. Cause the wheel of reinvention. Cause the stars in the blurred out skyless night. I'm so long to hate this bitch of a town. Drake, I eat like butter. Am I happy she did? While roping ponies brings the ocean right to my eye. The only thing I'm assured of.
Canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
All right, we're back here. This is CITR Radio, 101.9 FM on the dial, or you might be listening online at citr.ca. You can find the blog of this show online at ozstrandedradio.com with a lot of interviews there. And we've got an interview to play right now that we recorded this afternoon with Mark Kleiner and Pete Mills of Mark Kleiner Power Trio. And you just heard there the first track off the 2002 release. This was at this point, one and only release for Mark Kleiner Power Trio, but I hear there might be possibly more recordings coming. But anyway, this record came out in 2002 on Mint Records, Love Tonight, and it was very well received. Classic slice of power pop here. And you can catch Mark Kleiner Power Trio in a rare show tonight at the Fox Theatre. This is the first time these guys have played together in 12 plus years. There's a fascinating story behind Mark Kleiner, and we're going to get into it in the interview right now. But basically, he had a very intense and successful career in the music world through the 90s. And in 1999, he embarked on a whole new journey in Saskatchewan. He returned to his roots and signed up for a long commitment in the ministry for the Lutheran Church. But music has stayed with him, and he's returned this week to Vancouver, the place that he loves, to play music tonight at the Fox Theatre. Mark Kleiner, he's starting out. Well, it looks like we have a number of guests. First up, we have Zed Dreplin, who is a cover band, acoustically doing some Led Zeppelin songs. And we also have one of the support act that name is escaping me right now, but I'll get back to that before the end of this interview. But anyway, it's at the Fox Theatre tonight. And let's get into the interview now. So Mark and actually Pete Mills, a bass player for the trio, spoke to me this afternoon. So let's get into the interview. This is Mark Kleiner of the Mark Kleiner Power Trio and Pete Mills, also of the Mark Kleiner Power Trio. This is CITR Radio, and this is a brand new interview. Okay, so we're here on CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, and Mark Kleiner playing tonight with his Mark Kleiner Power Trio. It's a homecoming show after many, many years, and he's calling through the line right now. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Matt. Thanks for having us on your program today.
It's been a pleasure. It's been, I guess, almost 2 years in the making, this interview, because we touched base a while back, and you said you might actually be here for this show, and it did happen. So thanks for finding time today.
Well, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Pete Mills is also there. Pete is playing tonight. He is part of the Mark Kleiner Power Trio. Hello, Pete.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Pete, maybe we'll start with you. You are a member of the band, but can you tell us briefly about your other musical exploits, including Flash Bastard?
Sure. Flash Bastard's been an ongoing love affair on and off for a couple decades now, and right now it's a love affair that's actually on, and we're currently going to be playing a festival in Russia at the end of August. And I got my own solo project down in L.A., Pete Mills, and, you know, I was in a band, kind of like a Nine Inch Nails thing called The Sweet Kill, where I was pretty much the catalyst of that, like Trent Reznor. And then I've played in other bands in L.A., helping them out here and there, like Richard Duguay, who's originally from Winnipeg, who was going to be Izzy Stradlin's replacement in Guns N' Roses when he got fired. And anyways, he went solo. He's on the Spaghetti Incident. I played with him, and I played with a band called Soul Kid One, of the band fronted by Mark Godfrey, and they had a record deal with DreamWorks that had a hit song called We Got More Bounce in California, which was on, like, I don't know, Clueless. It was in the OC. It was in Laguna Beach. It was one of those, like, songs where Kobe Bryant would dunk and that song would come on. So those are the sort of music endeavors that I do down in L.A., aside from production and I work for a lot of other artists in L.A., recording them and such.
Sure. And with all that great experience behind you, I'm sure there's a special magic that you're going to have tonight playing with the trio. Can you put into words how that's different to everything else that you've done, and how tonight's going to be a special thing for you?
Well, here's the thing of it all, is that Mark is the reason why I got sort of started in recording. You know, other than like doing demos for Flash Bastard here and there, he was the recording of the Mark Kleiner Power Trio Love Tonight was the beginning of my production career. And, you know, a year after we recorded it, Mint released it, and, it's been apparently licensed, you know, since then, regularly in TV shows and stuff like that. So it's kind of like it's going back to my roots as a producer, and this is an opportunity to give back to the very man who made the foundation of my recording career happen. Not just financially, but reputation-wise and stuff, because, you know, Mark's always been, to me, his songs and his voice and his general demeanor have always intrigued me and attracted me. And to be able to, you know, have him take a leap and want me to record him without any gear, you know, I had to get some money up front to buy the gear to record him. That was like, you know, a nice sort of recognition and acknowledgement of my reverence for what he's capable of doing and what he does with his music. So coming together in this form, you know, live wise, like, we have a lot of the same bands that we have in common performance wise, like Kiss and, you know, 80s metal and, you know, bombastic stuff. And we also have a very we have a place in our hearts for indie rock as well. So the culmination of those two extremes is kind of like what we embody generally, chemically and performance wise.
And Mark.
Yeah. stuck on people's eyes of a promised land. They've never been to the dogs, they can't understand. I've never had this chance before, and I might not get it again. To look around, I can free my hope till I hear my calling again. It was the typical movie.
CITR presents the return of Early Aughts Power Poppers, the Mark Kleiner Power Trio, featuring members of the New Pornographers, Flash Bastard, and Jungle, plus Zed Dreplin, East Vancouver's premier Dread Zeppelin tribute act. Friday, August 15th at the Fox Cabaret. Early show starting at 7:30 p.m. sharp.
It's not the way she called my name when she called me on the phone.
Advance tickets at Red Cat and Zulu. All proceeds go to Syrian refugee support.
That's right, you can get on down tonight at the Fox Theatre, starting at 7:30, Mark Kleiner Power Trio. And we just played the first part of the interview that we recorded this afternoon with Mark and Pete Mills, also of the band. You just heard there, actually, we started out chatting to Pete about his musical career that's moved to Los Angeles these days for the most part. But he spoke there very fondly of his experience producing the Mark Kleiner Power Trio record in 2002. So let's get into part two of the interview now, where we talk directly with Mark about his really fascinating life experience of mixing his love for rock and roll with his deep faith, which has led him to become a minister in the Lutheran Church. So here we go. This is part two of the interview. This is Mark Kleiner of Mark Kleiner Power Trio. Mark, yourself, you know, we do have Australian listeners who may not be as familiar with your fascinating story of life in music and life in the church. When you were first starting out here in the 90s in Vancouver, when you really dedicated yourself, did you have a big split in your consciousness between the church and music at that point? Or was it a thing you just knew you had to rebel against and you've reconciled the two later?
I was definitely very polarized. You know, I remember a friend of mine giving me a card for my birthday one year that said on one side, indie rock sensitive guy, and then on the other side said white trash piece of shit asshole. I don't know if we can say that on the air, but, you know, it was like being very binary, you know, like there wasn't a lot of integration going on. and there was a lot of, it was a really interesting time in the 90s because there was a lot of, I don't know, like the when indie rock came in, it was kind of a cultural critique on, not just on glam metal, it was kind of a cultural critique on excess in general, and there was some stuff about that that was extremely gratifying. There was, you know, and I think in terms of my political inclinations and stuff like that, you know, there was a lot of that that really resonated with the indie scene and with the punk scene in Vancouver in terms of that ethos of people working together, that community spirit. But I also have a sweet tooth for performance and the show. And the thing about that is that a lot of the time, the performers, showbiz guys, I wouldn't necessarily group with their politics. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I don't.
Well,
I don't think I've ever quite put it like that. But you know, it's really been a changing relationship. And I guess it's getting to the place where getting to know oneself and not really apologizing for what I enjoy and letting the different parts that don't necessarily integrate or, you know, that maybe are intentional to one another, just letting them be, like not needing to try and choose a side, but actually like with the tension. There's, you know, Hegel was all about dialectics, that, you know, we have these tensions and they keep assimilating, you know what I mean, the Hegelian kind of thing. But negative dialectics, which was Thomas Adorno, his whole point was that the dialectics don't actually assimilate, they just continue to coexist, you know. And what's even more intriguing is dialectics is all about two, you know, like this left or right. But you get to some of these thinkers who start to propose there's at least three things going on. I'm a Trinitarian. I mean, that's core to my faith. It's so interesting what the three, so that's my understanding of God being Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is really gets away from being locked into that binary us versus them, black versus white, Muslim, Christian, like all these binaries that we have in the world. It's very interesting when you introduce the third, because it really changes, it changes everything, and it makes ethics completely different. So I guess rather than being obsessed with trying to pick a side of two, I've just come to appreciate the mystery and the complexity of this world and my own journey. And I guess to bring it back to music, I love the connecting force power of music, you know. It allows me to, you know, it's kind of like the thread that runs through a lot of the people I know in Vancouver. It's a way we kind of connect, and conversations people have in record stores and about records that one loves, or, you know, even performing music together or playing music for other people. It's, Davy Jones used to say, music mingles souls. And I like that quote, you know, because it does.
Absolutely. As does this radio station down here, which I know you're well connected here. You've been on Nardwuar's show, and it's a community. Absolutely. You're a thoughtful guy, and I can tell, I mean, over the years, your studies in theology since you moved to Saskatchewan, obviously you've made sense of a lot of experience that you've had in Vancouver in the 90s. So, I mean, do you feel at this point that you have reconciled a lot for yourself in terms of balancing music, spirit, and family?
It's not this ongoing kind of angsty war within myself. It's actually such a joy. And so when I come back here, I really soak it up. You know, I look back and, you know, it's sometimes said that our darkest hours can become our greatest gift. And there were a lot of dark hours in Vancouver, but they do feel like a gift now. And as I've said, like, I didn't write a lot directly about Vancouver. Clearly, it was influencing me when I was here. But it's only in the last few years that I started to write a whole ton. Like, I find myself processing a lot about this city. And then coming back here, you know, a number of times in the last few years, how it's changed. And the city that I knew, you know, it's kind of like when you get wallpaper that's been put upon, you know, you get old wallpaper, you know what I mean, in a house that's got multiple layers. And you can kind of see sometimes there'll be a break in the paper and you see what the old, you know, maybe it was that 70s wallpaper that had the kind of fuzzy velvet on it. And you can kind of see it through. Sometimes that's what it feels like going through Vancouver. I'll see the fuzzy velvet wallpaper of an old restaurant that's kind of endeared. And then I'll see a bunch of stuff that's been torn down. And that's actually a new song I started writing this week that we tracked. That's called Young City. I'm getting old in a young city. You know, how this city constantly keeping itself young, and I get older and I come back here. And so I'm really looking forward to putting that out.
In terms of recordings, I actually have here in my hand a copy of Jungle, Long Time No See. And tonight you're going to be playing songs from all three incarnations of your... Was it three different bands you were in?
Yeah, well, the three main ones are Sister Lovers, Jungle, and Mark Kleiner Power Trio, which is, you know, going to kind of... There's an emphasis on the trio and then some of the new songs. Pete and I were in a group called Cherry Pie. In the mid-90s, it was like a glam metal cover band. We won't be doing any Cherry Pie songs tonight. But the other guys, groups will be represented for sure. I don't know if I've ever done a show quite like this in terms of looking back over the whole, you know, sweep of things and trying to draw. And there's also some stuff, I mean, I'm not, to be honest, at this point, I don't know entirely what I'm going to be playing. I'm going to start out coming out solo. We have the Wet Stilettos coming on right before us, fabulous, a fabulous group from here in Vancouver. And the evening starts off with a rare unplugged appearance from Zed Dreppelin, East Vancouver's premier Dred Zeppelin tribute band. And they'll be playing an unplugged set, Undreaded.
Interesting.
You won't want to be late. That starts at 7:30.
Oh, I...
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And we're back on CITR 101.9 FM. And you just heard there another track from the Mark Kleiner Power Trio record, Love Tonight. And before that was part two of my interview with Mark Kleiner and Pete Mills as well of the Mark Kleiner Power Trio, which we recorded this afternoon in anticipation of the show tonight at the Fox Theatre on Main Street in Vancouver. This is the first time the band has played in 12 years. It's a big homecoming. Mark has returned from Saskatchewan, and money goes to the Somalian refugee effort, so another fantastic reason to get down there. And starting off, we have a Led Zeppelin cover band called Dread Zeppelin, and also the Wet Stilettos will be playing as well. They're a local heavy rock band. So let's get into the third and final part of the interview. This is Mark Kleiner of the Mark Kleiner Power Trio. Of course, fascinating story. Mark is an ordained minister, Lutheran minister, and he serves two different congregations up in the town, small town of Bigger, Saskatchewan. It's only has a population of 2,500 people, just outside of Saskatoon. And so, you know, after his really intensive career in music in the 90s, he embarked on this next journey of his life. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Lutheran faith right now. And then I couldn't help but ask him about the Bob Dylan Christian album period, because I think those albums are underrated. Anyway, he had similar things to say. Here we go. This is Mark Kleiner. Okay. Of course, money also goes to a good cause tonight. Is that right?
That's correct. Syrian refugee relief through Canadian Lutheran World Relief. And we have Tyler Gingrich coming from Kamloops right now. He just texted me that he's on his way. There's a massive gathering clay. It's called Canadian Lutheran Anglican Youth. Get together every 2 years somewhere, and this year it's in Kamloops. So a lot of my ministry friends and colleagues are in BC, or actually throughout Western Canada and Canada, are in Kamloops right now. Well, Tyler is getting away from the CLWR booth to come drive down here. It's kind of insane. So he can be here for the show, say a few words about where the money will go. There's a camp in the Jordan called the Zatari Refugee Camp, and CLWR has been raising $20 for it. We'll buy a pair of shoes for kids in this camp who don't have, like, footwear. I mean, as you know, in refugee situations, people just basically flee with the clothes on their back and very little else. And the sad thing about a lot of the refugee situations in our world is these camps just kind of go on for years and years and years. And so people in Jordan have been living a long time in what really you wouldn't want to think. It's about a realistic situation for maybe a week and a week and a half in a pinch, but people are literally living there for years at a time. So at least some sort of money to be raised. Hopefully we can raise some money together to support those people who are in that really awful situation.
Definitely another great reason for people to come down tonight. The Lutheran Church in particular, no, I mean, different faiths have such different fields of experience. And is there anything about the Lutheran Church in particular that very susceptible to music and celebration through music?
In terms of worship life, singing music together is a huge piece. You know, I mean, as human beings, you know, that's part of how we cultivate our sense of the sacred, is by singing together or having music, you know, as part of worship. And I love the opportunity to, I've just found in ministry that there's more and more opportunities to use music, because it's kind of what I do. I mean, it's like I've been blessed to, you know, have it in my veins. And really, the Lutheranism, I wouldn't say there's anything, you know, particular. I would say that, like, church in general, I mean, not all churches, there's resistant movements against, for instance, instruments in church, and I think even singing in some churches, but all the church I've ever been part of, like, singing has been huge. And if you look back to a lot of people, particularly, you know, like, throughout the years, in America and stuff, a lot of us learn music at church, singing at church, you know, so it's a great teacher for that.
Just one last thing, just before we go. I don't know if you get asked this frequently or not. I've just been getting really into Bob Dylan, as people do through, you know, if you're a music lover, you have that phase. And the Bob Dylan Christian albums, these maligned albums from the 80s, which I think are kind of underrated. And have you ever explored them much? And
I think Slow Train Coming, and then I'm not as big a fan as... Well, Safe has a few good songs, it's for Mike. I think Slow Train Coming is an incredible album. And then the one that came after Save that's got Heart of Mine.
Shot of Love.
Yeah, Shot of Love is incredible. And then even Infidels. Like, I mean, Dylan's never stopped. You know, I mean, there's certainly the sort of overt referencing to his faith. And, like, you know, and I know that's kind of like, you know, anathema to a lot of people. You know, if there's any direct mention of Jesus, it's like running for the hills. You know, it's the stuff he's been wrestling with all through his career, you know, all this kind of stuff. But I love the late, those have always actually been, even going back to Street Legal, right before he kind of made the overtly Christian phase. I mean, those records into the 80s, there's even stuff on Empire Burlesque that for years I've had that cassette and worn out tight connection to my heart. And now there's this whole movement out in New York called Shitty Dylan. It's a band that's like 80s. Have you heard of that?
I saw that on YouTube, yeah.
Okay, yeah, like it's become a big movement. I've loved those, you know, I genuinely, I mean, he's a really interesting guy and like some of those, yeah, so I mean, it's tough because I've had those prejudices against, you know, overtly kind of like Christian rock and stuff like that. And I say that as a Christian. So it's like, how do I actually just, you know, let down that my guard so that I can be open to the experience of what might happen in this song? You know, prejudgment kind of screws us all. So how do I let go of that, you know?
Yeah.
Because I do it all the time.
We all do, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So well, I love that stuff. Well, you went to that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the best episodes of South Park was called Faith Plus One, and it's where where Cartman has a business model, and it's to do a Christian rock band, and they just made millions, and they just totally dialed into the formula. So I've actually been in L.A., and I'm always scouting for talent, and I always find people that I think are worth writing with and stuff, and there's this one particular woman who was all about, you know, writing about God and stuff, and you know, and I was a bit hesitant to be so blatant about it, but then I was exposed to Faith Plus One as a business model, and I realized that there is a lot of awareness that can, a lot of, there's a market there, man, for Christian rock.
Yeah.
And as a producer, I got to keep my feet in the fire. I got to know what's going on.
That's right. Well, thanks so much, guys. I'm glad I asked that about Dylan, because it's been huge for me the last month for some reason, his albums, those four in particular, yeah.
Are you going to play some on your show today?
Well, I mean, I only play Australian and Canadian music, typically, but if you had one song from either of those albums, I'd be happy to play it, if you picked it.
Well, I'm just wondering if we can give a Canadian-Australian connection. Well, we've got an Australian and a couple Canadians who are fans of those songs. Does that count?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Hell yeah, okay. Well, I would say, why not the Shot of Love title track?
Absolutely. I'll play it.
Bless you.
Well, I have your Jungle album, Long Time No See. Is there one track off that you'd like me to play too? Because that's the one I have in my hands.
I don't know. Actually, Long Time No See, the title track, is probably your best bet.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, we'll play that too. Okay, well, thanks so much, Mark Kleiner, and Pete Mills of the Mark Kleiner Power Trio tonight.
Box, 7:30 show starts, really early start, so please... if you're coming, come down in time to catch Zed Dreplin, followed by the Wet Stilettos, followed by us. And thank you, Matt, for your support. And
no problem at all. Okay, so we're here on CITR Radio.
Blueprint Live, the Georgia Strait, and CITR present Bad Bad Not Good with special guest Sabota, Tuesday, August 12th at Venue Nightclub. Plus DJs Flip Out and Wreck. Doors are at 9 p.m. Advance tickets on sale now at Red Cat and Zulu Records or online at bplive.ca.
So that was our third and final piece with the Mark Kleiner interview. He's playing Mark Kleiner Power Trio tonight at the Fox Theatre. It's a triumphant homecoming show after 12 years. And just in the last bit of the interview there, he requested a Bob Dylan track from his album Shot of Love. We're going to play the title track. And if anyone's not overly familiar with that period of Bob Dylan's work, it was the 80s, and Bob put out three albums in a row which were very heavily influenced by his Christian faith. And the albums didn't do too well commercially because people were just thrown by some of the overtly Christian lyrics. But you know what? The songs stand out and stand up, I think. And Mark believes so too. So let's play Shot of Love by Bob Dylan. He's the first for this show, a Bob Dylan track. Here we go. I love this song too. I love this album.
I need a shot of love. I need a shot of love. I need a shot of heroin to kill my disease. Need a shot of turpentine when they bring me to my knees. Take your life. You believe murder my father raped it.
This is Sasha Bilot, and you are listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Listening to Stranda, the Australian Canadian music and talk show, and I bet you didn't expect me to play that song. That's a Bob Dylan song from 1981 from his record Shot of Love, and requested by Mark Kleiner of the Mark Kleiner Power Trio, who is playing tonight at the Fox Theatre on Main Street. And that was a request from Mark, and I enjoyed playing that because I've been really getting into Dylan's Christian album period. The 80s, he didn't please a lot of his fans when he took that detour into writing albums expressing his Christian faith. But actually, at least Shot of Love is a really good album. And Mark said Slow Train Coming, of course, too. Like, that's a brilliant album. It's got to serve someone, that classic song, and others. And, of course, we played that because I asked Mark about his own journey in music and in the faith. He's a Lutheran minister, and he works to this day in Saskatchewan with two congregations. So the interview I just played, if you missed some of it, you can hear it in full at ausstrandedradio.com. That's the blog of this show. So thanks for tuning in. You're on CITR Radio, and you still have time to get down to that show tonight. Mark Kleiner, Power Trio, doors open at 7:30 p.m., and there's two supports, the Wet Stilettos and also Dread Zeppelin cover band playing Led Zeppelin tunes acoustically. And, of course, I should repeat that money goes to the Somali refugee cause. All right, let's get into the Australian music now. This is a band that really I'm quite impressed with. They've sent me the latest records. They're called the Valerie Trails, and they're interesting because part of the band lives in Australia and part of the band lives in Houston, Texas. So let's play, how about we play the title track? The album's called Buffalo Speedway. That's track 6 on the record. Here we go. For the Valerie Trails is the band.
Take it. said, I don't know if I can shake the stars from round my head. I think this is collateral. Walking home in the zone, tough and tense, cold suspense, fast or slow, pocket stove, cigarette. Take it. I said, I don't know if I can shake the stars from round my head. I think this is collateral.
I need the loving, you know I mean.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Stranded. And into some Australian music there for you. First up was a band called the Valerie Trails. I love this band. They've forwarded me their latest record called Buffalo Speedway. They are Australian, but part of the band lives in Houston, Texas. And somehow they write songs and record, you know, that way over the seas. It's possible these days, of course. And next up was a group called Montague, M-O-N-T-A-G-U. They also sent us a record. So they're a band from Newcastle, New South Wales. It's on the eastern seaboard, just south of Sydney. And featuring David Smith on vocals, guitar, Scott on drums, Brendan bass, Tyler on guitar, and it just says here on their press release, they've been recording and rehearsing like madmen in preparation for the release of their debut EP, which is what I have in my hands. It's called Defunct, and the band is Montague, M-O-N-T-A-G-U. Okay, and after that was another artist who's forwarded me her album. Her name is Jill Beth, kind of an alt-country singer, and Let You In was the track we played. It's her first single. And influences include James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt, John Mayer. And she released this EP in January of 2014, and it's been added to a lot of Australian radio playlists. And now we've played a track from it. So thank you, Jill Beth, and you can find her at jillbeth.com. So this is Stranded, and I sadly missed this gentleman. I didn't go to the folk festival because I was working, but I found out, geez, I really wish I'd seen this guy. His name's Roger Knox, and he is an Australian Aboriginal country singer. Apparently, he's known as the Black Elvis and the Koori King of Country. I really need to learn more about this guy, but I've already listened to one song online, and I'm going to play it for you now. It's so good. It's an old song. I'm not sure how old this is, but it's called Streets of Tamworth. So Tamworth is kind of like the country music center of Australia, kind of like what Nashville is to America. So actually, we'll play an ad here. This is the Resonating Reconciliation series that we've been playing about the First Nations Residential School apology movement here in Canada. So let's play that first, and then we're going to play you this beautiful track by an Aboriginal country singer called Roger Knox.
I went to residential school, I was just 8 years old.
Gaila Kasla. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaalitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This PSA was cut from a rally called Honor the Apology in Ottawa, Ontario. Those speaking are Clayton Thomas Mueller, Melody McIver, and Jocelyn Ayatoll.
Today, across this country they call Canada, is a day where we're asking for truth to come to the surface so that we can actually begin a conversation about reconciliation. Today, Canadians, newcomers, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples from all walks of life and religious denominations will reflect upon the impacts of Canada's residential schools.
The burden of this experience has been on your shoulders for far too long. The burden is properly ours as a government and as a country. There is no place in Canada for the attitudes that inspired the Indian residential school system to ever again prevail. You have been working on recovering from this experience for a long time, and in a very real sense, we are now joining you on this journey. That was Stephen Harper in 2008. Unfortunately, the burden of this experience has not been shared. We believe it is time for us to all face what happened during one of the most violent policies in this country's history. We believe it is time to take a journey of honesty together.
We now know that there is tangible violations of the Geneva Code on Genocide, that this country has committed crimes of genocide unequivocally against Indigenous peoples.
When we speak to the 60 scoop, when we speak to the day school, we speak it about it as if it's in the history. But our children are dying and suffering.
You have just heard At Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Okay, this is CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And you just heard there a New Zealand band called Mice on Stilts. They're from Auckland, New Zealand, and they're on a record label called Triple A Records. And that's from an EP called An Ocean Held Me. Beautiful song there. Described, their genre is described as doom folk. That's kind of a cool name. One of their members, their guitar and voice, he says, in terms of an artistic vision, the band is all about catharsis. We find the point of the bare skeleton of the song with the most emotion and build around it from there. That sounds like a pretty good way to go about things. And the results are impressive. That's Mice on Stilts from Auckland, New Zealand. And what did we play before that? Roger Knox, an Aboriginal singer-songwriter who actually played at the Folk Fest recently. And geez, I wish I'd seen that. I was working. I'm going to research him and get back to you more about him, but he's a country music singer, an Indigenous Australian, and I played you a song called Streets of Tamworth. It was just beautiful. All right, we've only got less than 10 minutes to go, so we'll get into this message and then into some newer Canadian music. So, thanks very much for listening. I will be right back after something that I'm looking for. Here we go.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Yeah.
first night, I didn't even know it. I pulled up beside the ocean to behold it, sitting on a purple mountain climbing sunset. Everybody stopping just to take a look at it. Until midnight, I took the long way home to see the moonlight. Thought about the city and how I wanna leave it. Wondered if it ever would teach me how to feed it. There were two whole nights of the full moon. We ride around on bikes, we watch cartoons, saving all our pennies.
Time here. David Love Jones is almost ready to hit the boards. That was first up was a band called Slates from I think they're from all this from somewhere in Alberta, and that's from a 2011 release called Prairie Fires. The track was called Sancti Spiritus. Pretty edgy stuff. And then that was followed by Jenny Ritter, a local folk artist, and she's going to be playing her next show at the Biltmore Cabaret on August 28th, 2014. Thanks for listening. You can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com, and we will be back next week, hopefully with another interview. Enjoy your Friday night if you're in Vancouver, or it might be Saturday morning if you're in Australia. Bye for now.
So we're having a f***ing party. It's going to be awesome.
Music Waste and CITR 101.9 are pleased to present the 10th annual Victory Square Block Party on August 31st.
Ooh, yeah!
This free day of music features the Shilohs, Cool, Dead Soft, Tough Age, Supermoon, Purple Heart Social Club, Nervous Talk, and Fountain, plus DJs Cherche La Femme and Richard McFarlane. Come down to Victory Square from 2 to 9 p.m., located on the corner of Canby Street and West Hastings.
Can do!
For more information, go to victorysquareblockparty.com.
This is Basta Beloved.